Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off.
Hi, thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. We've been doing a live show for about a year, and you've been listening to those podcasts, but we also started the show several years ago with the format that you're about to hear. It's a one-on-one interview with one of my guests. And if you like this style, you can also check out our earlier shows at sexwithemily.com. Sex with Emily Unplugged. These are our new behind-the-scenes podcasts. So I just witnessed my second day on a porn set and just watched a really hot sex scene. And I'm sitting here with one of the actors. He was not in this scene, but he actually had sex with the actress earlier this morning, and he's a pro. And I'm going to...
A pro?
He's a pro. Tell me your name.
My name is Joey Ray. Hello.
Hi, Joey Ray. You're very cute.
Cute. Wow.
No, you're handsome. So I came in tonight and I've never really seen the actual sex in the room. Last week I watched it on a monitor and you're one of the extras in the scene. And you came up to me and you already shared a lot of advice. So you've been doing this for how long?
It'll be 9 years very soon.
9 years very soon. Okay. And now you had sex with this woman earlier today.
Yes, around 12 o'clock-ish. Yes.
Around 12 o'clock. Mm-hmm. So I want to get closer to you because it's my little recorder here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. You said that you learned a lot about keeping your erection by magazine shoots. Like, there's a lot of men listening. Are there any tips you can give to men about that?
I don't know if I want to give all my secrets away. But maybe a little bit, you know. I'm Italian, so I'm a lover, so it really doesn't matter to me. But I don't think you can teach a man to. Some guys either come quick, and some guy, you know, some people are selfish. Like, I have a lot of girlfriends that are like, you know, my guy comes, he just doesn't care. Like, some men don't really care to get women off or to turn them on.
I think that's true. And here's my question for you. Do you think it's that those... I've known those men, not for very long, but I've known those men...
Oh, they don't get the phone call back. Yes, I know.
Oh, no, definitely not. And I'm wondering, is it because those men really don't care or they don't really know what to do to turn a woman on?
I think that's... there's two parts to that. They don't really care and they don't really want... I think they're selfish and they don't want to really put the effort into it because it doesn't turn... I think... Whatever you do in life and you excel at it, you thrive it and it makes you better. Just like when you want to turn a woman on. Like, I'm very, like, into turning a woman on and pleasing her. Like, I can go for hours, but the best sex is usually 30, 40 minutes, some great foreplay and kissing, oral sex. And, you know, you don't have to be a porn star and fuck for hours. No one wants to do that. But some intensity and pay attention to the person you're with and to ask questions, especially new people that you don't know. You got to tell each other who likes what and how you like it. Not everybody likes it the same way.
That's true.
Communication is key in everything. If you're not going to say anything to your partner, then you're just going to go through having sex with that person and not exploring and having funner and better sex.
Right. Okay. Because I was asking because I always think, you know, men, they want to they want to think that they know what they're doing. And if they don't know and they've tried to please a woman, they're like, oh, I just can't do it. Then they don't try again. They don't ask. But I see what you're saying. It's part of a whole overall personality. Maybe they are more selfish if they're not asking. Okay, so 9 years as a porn star. So I would think that you've learned a lot about women.
Before I got into porn, I've always been... I think as you get older, you get even better. But, yeah, I mean, you know, I'm all about the woman. I'm all about pleasing. So it really was an easy thing for me to do.
So what have you learned, though? Let's say you want to break it down here.
I've actually come back to the basics now. When I first got into business, it was more just like, yeah, you know, and just trying to conquer and being a man. Now it's more like I pay attention and I don't, like, it's like a roller coaster ride. You want to, almost like a DJ spinning, like, there's moments in every part of the sex you're having where it climaxes and it comes back down and it the intensity, because you can't just be in sixth gear all the time or first. You have to, it's like a little roller coaster ride, and it's fun. I mean, now I pay attention to how she moves her body, how she reacts where I touch her. Her nipples getting hard, she might get goosebumps. You know.
So you pay attention to her body, so you know I'm doing this right. I'm doing, you know, she needs a little more of that.
I just love every inch of a woman's body. I'll suck on your armpit. I mean, it's, we're animals. Natural smells, like, I don't get turned off by anything. I mean, this one time, like, I have a girlfriend in Florida that she doesn't do porn, but for the first time, this really happened, and she didn't believe me. She's like, she had been drinking all night, and she's like, I gotta pee, and she was riding me, and I was like, pee on me while you're having sex with me. She goes, no, I'm not one of those porn girls you have sex in movies with. I go, I've never done that. She's like, I don't believe you. I'm like, I'm telling you, that's so fucking hot. Do it while you're fucking me, and maybe stand up and piss on me, and then jump back on me. She's like, that's disgusting, and then she thought about it 5 minutes later, and then she was like, it's turning me on because it's so dirty and wrong, and you want me to do that. So then she's like, okay. And then she couldn't pee. You know, we're sitting there. And
stage,
like,
fright.
Yeah. So I said, you know what? Just don't think about it.
Right.
Let's just keep going. And then just if it happens, it happens. And it happened. And literally, there was a puddle under us.
Wow.
She pissed 3 times, and it was so hot. And I never did that before.
Wow. Is she still your girlfriend right now?
No, she's just a friend.
Okay, so do you have sex with lots of different women at once? Relationships, besides the job?
To be honest with you, a lot of people, I have a lot of friends. The friends that I only really hang out with in porn are usually other famous male porn stars that have been doing it for 20 years. Mark Davis, Dale DeBont. These are my closest friends. I don't hang out really with any of the girls. So porn, what I do for a living and what I'm off work, two different things. People, and then when I have my regular friends that don't do porn, are like, you are so lame, you never get naked, you never bring fucking girls, these porn girls, to parties, and you're never trying to mack on girls. And I'm like, because when I want to find somebody, then I find usually one girl that I want to have sex with all the time and that does not do porn. You don't shit what you eat.
Right.
It doesn't work. And sex to me is the easiest thing to do. I need someone to stimulate my mind, because you can't have sex fucking 24 hours a day.
Right. So you will be monogamous with someone sexually, for your job. So have you found a woman that's cool with that? Like, that you go to work, you have sex with women, and then you go home and have sex with her. How does that work?
I quit my job from when I was married. I mean, because we had problems.
Was your problems that you were a porn star?
That I couldn't separate. It was my peak of my career, and I couldn't. I cheated on her, and I couldn't separate me being a porn star and at home.
Right. So would you cheat? I mean, are you okay? For example, this woman downstairs. What's her name? Madison. Is that her name?
Yeah. Yes.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Because I forgot.
You forgot her name. Okay. Yeah. You had sex with her this morning on the shoot, and she was. I mean, that was like an hour they were going there, and this morning you had sex. And I'm so sorry, Mr. Shoot. But
no,
for example, I mean. Are you really turned on in the moment? I mean, she's a hot woman.
I'm turned on. I have a thing for women with redheads.
Yeah, she's hot. I mean, she's a beautiful color hair.
I like white. I like everything, but I do like. I am attracted to girls that have white, pasty skin and red hair. But I also like. The other day I had sex with this gorgeous black woman. Like, and I'm really picky when it comes to black girls, and she was like gorgeous. Like, I would definitely impregnate her and marry her.
Really? Have you seen her since?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I worked with her yesterday.
Oh, yesterday. So you've had sex then with two different people in 2 days for work.
I did her first, this girl downstairs, I did her first boy-girl. She's been doing this for 4 years, but all bondage stuff and girl-girl stuff. I did her, last week, I did her first boy-girl scene. And then I did her second one here.
Oh, wow.
And he did the third one.
Wow. So how'd she do for her first time?
Oh, I make girls feel very comfortable. I'm always about what turns you on, what doesn't. If you don't feel comfortable, let me know. I'll say something to director. Because a lot of the times the girls are afraid to say stuff because, you know, they don't want to get in trouble or they want to keep working because, you know, there's a lot of politics. Me being a veteran man, and men do control this business, I've said to directors, no, she doesn't want to do that. I'm not going to do
that. What kind of things don't women want to do?
What if they don't want to do anal or, you know, just certain things, a certain position they're uncomfortable with. Some directors will make girls cry. I've seen them make girls cry.
Wow.
And I'm like, yo, don't do that.
Okay. So you're a good man.
I've been raised by women my whole life.
Okay. Here's another question I have for you. So I saw earlier I came in during the, you know, warm-up scene. They weren't rolling yet, but Madison and the other actor were down there. Like, it was a scene it was supposed to be a art studio, and then there's a bed in the middle. So everyone's, like, looking at the art and then kind of looking. There was, like, a voyeuristic scene. And so I'm wondering, but then before that, they were, like, cameras weren't on, but they're, like, making out and getting each other hot. What is that part of it? Like, how well do you know the woman before you do the scene with her? Do you have, like, 5 minutes? You're like, hi, I'm, you know, Joey. How does that work?
Personally, for
foreplay.
Everybody's different, but this is how I operate. I'll leave the girl alone, at least unless I know them, I've worked with them, and they're another someone that I've worked with numerous times. And I don't, hey, how you doing? Good to see you. You know, just like if you go into work and you work with someone all the time. But if, like, someone new, I'll come up. Hi, I'm Joey. Nice to meet you. I guess, you know, we'll be having sex. And, like, what do you like and what don't you like, you know?
Okay.
And I want to know what turns you on and what doesn't turn you on, because if you don't say at least that you do something to somebody that's, like, say you grab her here or do something that's tragically she's been, like, molested or raped or something boyfriend's done to her, and you do something and they trigger that, and then the energy is so negative and it's, like, fucks the whole vibe up of the scene.
So do you have, like, forms that you fill out so you can tell her, like, or does she say, okay, I like when you pull my hair? So how does it, do they always tell you what they like?
It's really up to the performers to talk to each other. And I don't, like, some guys will, like, try to mack on the girls and bring them in the bathroom and try to fuck them. And a lot of the guys just don't, I like to wait. Because
they have sex with them before the actual scene just to warm up?
Sometimes they just, they need to get, they'll start grabbing them and, you know, some, not all, but
right.
Some. But I've personally never done that. I've done it with, like people, I've done stuff where civilian, we call them civilians, you're a civilian. Like, there'll be a strange or a makeup artist or somebody there that I'm macking on right there, and like we're fooling around in the bathroom. And it's happened a few times. I mean, I've done at least 3,000 movies in my career, at least.
So you've had sex with over 3,000 women?
Oh, yeah. I've done over 300 or 400 magazine layouts worldwide. I have four AVNs. I've been nominated. I don't know if you know what the AVNs are. AVN is the Adult Video News. It's a magazine, but they also, in Vegas in January, they do the show.
Right. I was supposed to go this year, but I couldn't
go. It's pretty nuts. And
wow.
If you win an AVN, you win an AVN award, is usually for whatever it is. A male performer of the year, actor, best blowjob, except they have awards.
So what'd you win for?
Well, I've won numerous awards for the AVN. I've won best couple sex scene in a film, best three-way, best group, and something else I can't remember.
Okay, so so you've had sex with over 3,000 women, maybe 4,000 women. What I want to know is then, like, how do you separate it then? I mean, when you're having sex with someone,
I'm old-fashioned. I still love it. I still love women.
Right. So what have you learned though?
Forever though.
So you can read women's bodies. You know what turns them on. I mean, there's a lot of men, like I said, listening, like you're famous porn star.
Women get intimidated. They do. Girls that don't do porn get very intimidated by me.
They think, oh my God, what do you want me to do? Do you want me to moan like this? And do I need to?
And I tell them, I just be yourself. I go, you're actually, you're no different from the women. And actually, it's more of a turn on because it's more real for me.
So, you know, in that scene out downstairs, so it went on for like an hour, and then finally she was going to have an orgasm. She was going to climax, and then and then she was like, Max, the director, says, well, do you want to show him what he needs to do? And you're like, hey, here's where the G-spot is. But my question for you is do women tell you beforehand, like, this is how I orgasm?
Sometimes they'll say, well, you know, she knows where to hit it, so she said something to him. There's nothing wrong with that.
No, I'm saying, but with you, though, in the past, like, do women tell you before the scene, or do you just figure it out? Because some women, don't they all orgasm differently?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes they fake it, too. I mean,
do they fake it on the camera?
I never ask. It's not really. I could.
Can you tell if a woman's faking?
No.
You can't tell?
That's the only thing. I can do everything else.
And you can't tell?
You know,
wow. And do you ever fake it?
Fake what?
Or yeah. No, you can't. But I've heard that men do fake it.
Oh, all right. ABN, one month they had a thing. It was called the Men of Porn. They had, you know, all our faces on the covers and stuff, and they had categories for all the famous male porn stars in the world. And mine was, I was in one of the categories. It was for the most cum. Like, I cum a lot when I cum. So there was only 8 guys on that one list, and I was under Peter North. I don't know if you know who he is, but very icon of been around 20 years. He cums a lot, too. So it was kind of like, I like that I got like...
Do you mean that you have many orgasms, or you have a lot of ejaculation?
I come a lot. It's easy for me to come.
Okay, you can come like several times.
I don't need to jerk my dick to come. Like, I can fuck the coming, and the girl can make me come.
Wow, that's good. That's a good.
Well, I think it's because I've come full circle. Now I want to challenge myself.
So how do you challenge yourself?
Like I want to maybe do reverse cowgirl and then come while we're fucking and shoot and it looks hot. You know, or just something that normally you don't do, you know.
What haven't you done?
Guys.
Never? Do they want you to do guys?
They've asked me. It's just not for me.
Right. Okay.
Each their own. I don't knock it. I get a lot of gay friends and bisexual friends, and if whatever you're into, you know, it's just not.
Okay, when the camera's rolling, are you conscious that the camera's on, or do you just kind of let it go sometimes?
I could probably do everybody's job in that room better.
Really? What do you mean?
Camera work, lighting work, directing. I've directed too, so it's.
So what do you like
but
best?
But
when
I'm hired as talent, I'm not the chief. I'm the Indian. I'm there to do my job.
But are you thinking like, oh, this would look better this angle? Yeah. I mean, you have
you
to.
You can't do that. You can't. This
you
one,
can't.
This
you can't one, be thinking, oh, there's a camera there. My ass one, cheek is this right one, cheek is better than the left ass cheek.
No, this is you. Well, you just you. I know where the lights are. I know where the cameras are without even doing anything. Of course, I'm going to make the girl look good as possible and myself as good as possible. But I'm not going to break character.
Okay.
Not going to say stop and this is how we should do it. No.
So you're doing another scene tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay. What's that scene? I feel like I want to come watch you. I have sex now.
Really? Oh, yeah. You want to have sex?
I want to watch you have sex.
Oh, see. I don't know, actually.
You don't know? You're just going to show up?
I've been doing this so long, I don't even remember the girls' names or what I'm doing. I'm
I mean,
just
3,000
like,
films. I mean, I do some modeling. I do, like, commercials and stuff, and I kind of get that coming on set, and you all become friends with the makeup artist and, the catering truck. And then it's like you do so many commercials, you really don't even remember. But that day you all feel like best friends, and it's like... But
modeling is a tough business. They make you feel so, like, fat and ugly.
Yeah, I show up and I'm like...
I was a Wilhelmina model when I was 20 years old, and I was 175 pounds, and I could have made millions of dollars, and I walked away from it. Started doing steroids.
Better money in porn?
A stripper. No, it just wasn't for me. My friend was a huge model. He got me into it in New York. And
you're
hot.
I mean...
No. I'm old and ugly now. I mean,
how old are you?
I'm 37. I was like... You'd look at me like, well, he's beautiful. Like, gay, I'm like a statue gay beautiful. I'm more of a man now, kind of rugged now, but I'm happy. It was never for me. I did it for 6 months and walked away from it. I started doing steroids. I was a Chippendale stripper.
You were?
Yeah. Oh, I was 240 pounds, shredded like a goddess. And they were like, you just fucked yourself. I'm like, I don't want to be a model.
Right. People say that about me too because I've done some acting and some modeling. They're like, well, you know, you're in the sex thing now. You can only do sex. I'm like, I'm really interested in it because I'm not an expert like you are, but I'm learning.
I'm sure you're good. I can see it in your eyes.
You think I'm good?
Yeah, I can see it. I would definitely do you.
You would?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, on that note.
I've been around. I can sense things from people. Like, you can just see it in your eyes.
What does that look like?
I'm not going to tell you everything.
I got to know. I'm giving out that look that I'd be good.
No, I can tell.
Okay.
No, it's an energy. Like, I can go somewhere and not want to, like, be attracted to anybody, and then I can sense this, like, be drawn to one person. Definitely.
All right. Thank you.
I thought you were one of the extras.
You did.
You walked by, I'm like, who the hell was that girl? You know?
Yeah. I didn't want to be in it. I just wanted to watch my first sex scene. So tell me where people can find you. Website, anything?
Well, my website will be up soon. You can look on MySpace.com, Joey Ray, or JoeyRayXXX.com, which is coming soon.
Okay. Because they got to see pictures of you.
Or you can just Google me, Joey Ray, adult film star.
R-A-Y?
R-A-Y, yeah.
Okay. And like 3,000 films will come up on IMDb?
Well, I mean, all different on the company. I mean, every company has a comp on, a million comps on me. You can actually go to Vivid and get a comp of Joey Ray and see me in like 100 scenes and, you know.
I'm going to go do that right now. Okay, Joey. Thank you. Yeah, right now.
Why?
I got to see you. I mean, I'm curious now.
So let's get a drink.
What?
Let's go get a drink.
Okay, we'll get a drink.
You can show me off to your girlfriends that you're going to meet later.
I'm like, I just found this hot porn star. I am going to go meet my girlfriends. They would love if I brought you.
Well, bring me.
Oh, my God.
I love this city.
You'll come. Okay.
Yes.
I'm going to be like a present for my friends.
You can tell me to do anything and I'll do it. I'll spin on my head naked. I don't care. You can use me. It's all right. I'm single. I've been single for 2 years.
How's that going?
It's, you know, it's not good. I mean, I would love to be in a relationship, but I'm not going to settle anymore.
Yeah, I know the feeling.
And I don't want to, and I really don't want to be in front of the camera much longer, to be honest with you.
What do you want
to
do?
I'm working on it. Directing, photography work. I don't want to jinx anything, but okay. I'm one of the biggest magazines in the world. I'm going to be doing some fetish photography work.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, keep me posted on everything. Okay, thank you so much, Joey Ray. This is Sex with Emily. You can check us out at sexwithemily.com. Let us know what you think of this. This is our new Sex with Emily Unplugged podcast. Thanks for listening. Send us an email, feedback@sexwithemily.com. I want to tell you about one of the amazing sponsors that has helped keeping Sex with Emily free to my listeners. Promescent is the world's first and only FDA-approved treatment for premature ejaculation. Promescent ensures men and women can enjoy the journey just as much as the destination. And with a staggering 1 in 3 men suffering from this medical condition, this really isn't something to joke about. Previously, the only treatments for this very real and often unspoken about sexual disorder were antidepressants or numbing sprays, both of which come with some awful side effects. Promescent has zero side effects and works immediately. It's a desensitizing spray that is quickly absorbed so it will not transfer to your partner. Go to promescent.com to get control of premature ejaculation today.